USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful earthquake that struck Afghanistan Wednesday killed roughly 1,000 souls and wounded many more. The magnitude 5.9 quake struck some 27 miles from the city of Khost in eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. For the first time in nearly 30 years, gun control for law-abiding citizens could take place in a Senate vote by the end of the week. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reached an agreement on gun control legislation. The 80-page bill includes measures to tighten background checks on younger people, more background checks, and temporary removal of weapons from those the government considers a danger to others or themselves. The city of Brooklyn Center has agreed to pay $3.25 million in a settlement to the family of 20-year-old Dante Wright, fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop and ensuing fight for several minutes. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The primary season continued Tuesday with more elections in Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. In Alabama, Katie Britt, who was endorsed by President Trump, will defeat Representative Mo Brooks in the GOP Senate runoff election. At the center of events of January 6, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wins the Democrat primary in a run for a third term. Disgraced actor Bill Cosby has been found guilty in another misconduct civil case.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Traders of Russian commodities are looking to set up business in Dubai as Switzerland makes it increasingly challenging for them to deal with Moscow. Russia's 3 largest oil producers are in the process of evaluating Dubai for trading operations, and several other firms have already relocated there. For Switzerland, some kind of exodus appears inevitable after the country followed European Union bans targeting exports from Russia. The CDC is touting babies to first graders are now eligible for the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Looking back on the science, this was the least affected age group with virtually zero deaths during the entire pandemic. Dr. Ben Carson, former cabinet member for President Trump, told Newsmax parents need to use common sense when deciding if they should vaccinate children under the age of 5.
Well, I know there are some parents who have been frightened to death and have been waiting with bated breath for the vaccine, and that's fine for them. But what we need to do is exercise a little bit of common sense here. The risk of a child dying or having a severe complication is 0.025%. That's approaching zero. We have no idea what the long-term risk of these vaccines are, the mRNA vaccines, which cause, you know, spike proteins to be produced by our cells, and what those things will do to our other organ systems over the course of time. We have no idea. They sit there and try to act like they know what's going to happen, but they don't.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.